I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. New reports of African swine fever occurring in China and other nations appear to be coming nearly weekly. Dr. Jack Shear is the U.S. chief veterinarian and says that's why American farmers across the U.S. are now adding to their preparedness training with drills to test for the worst-case scenarios.
We've been watching what's happening in China and in Asia and in Europe. As a result of that, we want to make sure that we get our folks prepared. That's a four-day set of drills that we're going to run the states through, everything from laboratory scenarios to on-farm scenarios of how they would react and whether they have the resource capability to do the things that they're confronted with.
Dr. Shear says if African swine fever does make it to the U.S. or North America, the faster the response, the better the chance of containing the disease. U.S. farmers, including those in Colorado, are taking part in exercises to identify weaknesses in the response plan. China's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs have reported a new case of African swine fever on a farm in the southwestern region of China. China is the world's top pork producer and has seen its hog herd shrink by a third. South Korea has just confirmed a new case of African swine fever at a pig farm in a city near Seoul after that country's first outbreak of the deadly virus in early September. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.